Genesis chapter 31. Then he heard the words of Laban's sons, who said, "Jacob has taken everything that our father had, and he has acquired all this glory from what our father had." And when Jacob saw Laban's face, it was clear that he was not favourable to him, as he had been in the past. And the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers, and to your native land, and I will be with you." Then Jacob sent a messenger, and called for Rachel and Leah to come to the field, to his sheep. And he said to them, "I can see from your father's face that he is not favourable to me, as in the past, but the God of my father has been with me. And you know that I have served your father with all my might, but your father deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God has not allowed him to be to my detriment. If he said this, 'Your wages will be the speckled ones,' then all the small cattle gave birth to speckled ones. And if he said this, 'Your wages will be the striped ones,' then all the small cattle gave birth to striped ones. So God delivered your father's cattle and gave it to me. And it came to pass, at the time of the small cattle becoming ruttish, that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream. And what I saw was that the he-goats mounting the flock were striped, speckled, and dappled. And the angel of God said to me in the dream, 'Jacob,' and I said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Lift up your eyes now and look. All the he-goats mounting the flock are striped, speckled, and dappled, for I have seen everything that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Beth-El, where you anointed a pillar, where you made a vow to me. Now arise and depart from this land and return to your native land.' Then Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, 'Do we still have a portion or inheritance in our father's house? Aren't we considered foreigners to him? For he has sold us and has completely spent our money. But all the wealth which God has transferred from our father is ours and our sons'. So now, do everything which God said to you." So Jacob arose and lifted his sons and his wives onto the camels. And he drove all his cattle and all his property that he had acquired, his acquisition of cattle which he acquired in Paddan Aram, so as to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. Now when Laban went to shear his sheep, Rachel stole the amulets which belonged to her father. Then Jacob broke Laban the Aramean's heart by not telling him that he was fleeing. So he fled with all that were his, and he arose and crossed the river and made for Mount Gilead. And it was reported to Laban on the third day that Jacob had fled, at which he took his brothers with him and pursued him on a journey of 7 days, and he caught up with him at Mount Gilead. Then God came to Laban the Aramean in a dream at night and said to him, "Be careful in speaking with Jacob, whether what you say is good or bad." And Laban caught up with Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent at the mountain, and Laban pitched his with his brothers at Mount Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, "What have you done, breaking my heart by making off with my daughters like captives of the sword? Why did you flee secretly and act furtively towards me, and not tell me, so that I could send you off in joy and with songs and with drum and harp music? And you did not let me kiss my sons and daughters. Now you have acted foolishly in so doing. It is in my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night and said, 'Take care in speaking good or bad with Jacob.' But as it is, you have gone off without more ado, because you really longed for your father's household. But why have you stolen my gods?" Then Jacob answered and said to Laban, "I fled secretly because I was afraid, for I said to myself, 'I'll flee so that you don't snatch away your daughters from me. Whoever you find your gods with shall not live. Ascertain for yourself, before our brothers, what I have here, and take what is yours.' Now Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the tent of the two maidservants, but he did not find anything. Then he came out of Leah's tent and went into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the amulets and put them in the saddle of the camel, and she sat on them, and Laban rummaged through the whole tent, but he did not find them. And she said to her father, "Do not let my lord be angry because I cannot rise in your presence, for it is the way of women with me." And he searched, but he did not find the amulets. Then Jacob became angry, and he quarrelled with Laban. And Jacob reacted and said to Laban, "What is my transgression, and what is my sin, that you should pursue me so ardently? When you rummaged through all my baggage, what did you find of any of your household items? Put it here before my brothers and your brothers, so they can arbitrate between the two of us. For 20 years I was with you. Your ewes and your goats did not miscarry, and I did not eat the rams of your flock. I didn't bring you anything savaged by wild animals. I suffered the loss of it. You demanded it of me, whether anything with me got stolen by day or stolen by night. My circumstances were that by day dryness consumed me, and cold by night, and my sleep eluded my eyes. This was my lot for 20 years in your house. I worked for you for 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your small cattle, and you changed my wages 10 times. If I had not had the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, then you would have sent me away empty-handed now. God has seen my affliction and the weariness of my hands, and he censured you last night." Then Laban answered and said to Jacob, "The daughters are my daughters, and the sons are my sons, and the small cattle is my small cattle, and everything you see is mine. Now what can I do for these daughters of mine today, or for their sons whom they have borne? So now, come, let us make a covenant, you and I, and it will be a testimony between you and me." Then Jacob took a stone and erected it as a pillar. And Jacob said to his brothers, "Gather some stones." And they took stones and made a heap, and they ate there on the heap. And Laban called it Yergar Sahadutha, but Jacob called it Gal-Aid. And Laban said, "This heap is a testimony between you and me today." That is why he called it Gal-Aid. And Mizpah, in that he said, "May the Lord keep watch between you and me, for we shall be hidden from one another, that you most certainly will not oppress my daughters, and that you most certainly will not take wives in addition to my daughters. There is no man with us. See, God is a witness between you and me." Then Laban said to Jacob, "Here is this heap, and here is the pillar, which I hereby set between you and me. This heap is a testimony, and the pillar is a testimony, that I will not cross this heap to you, and that you will not cross this heap to me, nor this pillar, with harmful intentions. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor judge between us, the God of their father." And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. And Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain, and he invited his brothers to eat bread, and they ate bread and spent the night on the mountain. Then Laban got up early in the morning and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. Laban then departed and returned to his place.